This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We know the Meraglim spied out Eretz Yisrael for 40 days, and they did it with the intention to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, which they did. As a punishment for spying out the land for 40 days, they were punished. For Yoyim Lashana, Yoyim Lashana, that Klal Yisrael had to wander in the Midbar for 40 years. Question is that technically we were not in the Midbar for 40 years. Let's make a cheshbon. They left Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan. They didn't enter Eretz Yisrael 40 years later on Yud Daled Nisan, exactly 40 years later. They entered 4 days earlier on Yud Nisan. So technically, it was 40 years minus 4 days. And besides, it was going to take them 11 days anyway to get from Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael, like it says in the beginning of Devarim, Achad Arso Yomei Chayrev Derech Har Seir Ad Kadesh Barea. So actually, they weren't in the Midbar for 40 years. They were in the Midbar for 39 years, 11 months, and 15 days. They were 40 years minus 15 days. So my dear friend, Rabbi Yaakov Davidov, showed me a wondrous insight. This insight comes from the Sefer Pnei Aryeh. It's in the Pnei Aryeh Al HaTorah, a Rav Aryeh Leibish Horowitz, who says over in the name of his grandfather, Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzchak of Hamburg, and this is also quoted in the Sefer Melitzei Eish, and in many Sfarim, it's also in the Talei Oirois, an amazing cheshbon. Rashi says that about the Meraglim, the Pasuk says, Kulam Anoshim, Rashi comments, Kol Anoshim Shabbat Mikra Lashon Chashivos, Malamed, Sha'oisa Shak Sherem Hayu. At that moment, they were kosher. When they were dispatched, they were kosher. But literally, Rashi uses the terminology, Ba'oisa Sha'a, that hour they were kosher. That means out of the 40 days they spied out the land of Israel, there was 1 hour that they were kosher. So let's make a cheshbon. If 40 days they were punished for 40 years in the Midbar, then for each day they were punished to spend another year in the Midbar. Which means every month they had to spend in the Midbar was for a 12th of a day of spying. Because if they had to spend a year in the Midbar for a day of spying, for every month in the Midbar, it would be a 12th of a day, meaning 2 hours. So for 2 hours of spying, they got a month in the Midbar. For 1 hour of spying, they got 15 days in the Midbar. So if for an hour they were kosher, that means they're spared 15 days in the Midbar. And it comes out exactly precise. They left on Tesvav Nisan, 39 years later, and 351 days, we'll call it, they entered Eretz Yisrael, in other words, 4 days earlier. Anyway, there was an 11 days they would have to travel, even had they not sinned. So, in fact, they were spared 15 days. And they were spared 15 days because of that hour of Ba'is HaShah K'sherim Hayu. So we see the Din Shamayim is precise to the moment. In the Sefer Melitzei Eish, he adds the following idea. We know the Torah says, Arba'im Yakenu. You give Malkus for 40 lashes. It corresponds to the 40 days of the travel of the Meraglim, corresponding to the 40 years that we were in the Midbar, where the Yetzirah was Meskaber upon Klal Yisrael, and it took root in our hearts. But in later generations, we only really need 39 Malkus. Because since the Oysa Shak Sherim Hayu, since there was an hour, they were kosher, and therefore corresponding to that, they didn't really travel and spy for 39 days. And we weren't really in the Midbar for 40 years. Therefore, the Chachamim say, Arbam Yakenu Chasar Achas, that Chasar Achas corresponds to the Oysa Shah Kesherim Hayu. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. I want to take this opportunity to let everybody know that our Beis Medrash is having a campaign this coming weekend, June 17th to the 19th, whatever you could do to be Mishtatef, to help us continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you. Yanuchu l'cha brachais al roishcha min hashamayim. Have a wonderful day. Charity.com/MMH.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.